Please be seated. Our first reading today comes from the book of Genesis. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is a sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." And we continue reading in Psalm 25. "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees." And our gospel reading today comes from the book of Mark. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." This is the word of God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. When the flood ends, and Noah stands on the deck of the ark, God brings out a rainbow, colors reflected in what's left of the storms, a rainbow of hope and forgiveness, a reminder of what has happened, but also something else. Although Noah must not have known that when he first looked out and saw it. Noah only knew that the flood had ended, that dry land had been seen and the rains had stopped, that his family and the animals on the ark had survived, and that all he had ever known was gone, had been wiped clean. The first thought he had may have been relief, but the second was, how do I know this won't happen again? Why get off the boat if the waters will only rise? Lent is a time of considering this question. Why enter Lent if all we have is crucifixion? What is the point of repentance and reflection if we stop at the cross? If Lent is only about the cross, why are we moving through it? But of course we don't. Lent takes us to the cross as the start of something, because after the cross, after our Lenten journey, we know as we gather here that there will be resurrection, that our weight and our grief will awaken in the greatest hope humanity has ever known. Our Lent is a journey, but we know the destination will be okay, that hope will rise in the end. When Noah stands on the deck of the ark and sees the rainbow, sees the land, he doesn't know what will happen. He knows that the rains have ended and the waters have receded, but he has no way of knowing if it will happen again, of being certain that the flood will not return. Noah simply knows he has survived to that moment. We are a church that knows we have made it to this moment. We know that we have arrived and the flood has ended. We can see dry land and the rainbow has just begun to appear in the sky. Our journey has come to a resting point, a time of reflection and consideration, of repentance, but also of hope. A time to take up our cross, add our voice to the chorus, and travel with Jesus as he moves towards the cross. A time of engaging faith and overwhelming gratitude. We are gathered with Jesus as he moves towards the cross, and we are standing with Noah on the ark as he looks towards the rainbow. And in the rainbow, in that vision of light that Noah saw after the flood, comes a message that we may all need. A statement from God that Noah certainly needed. When God showed Noah the rainbow, when Noah stood in the ark, looking out after the rain ended, as the water receded, as he began to consider what next, the journey he was about to encounter, there was a promise. This is the sign of the covenant that I make between you and every living creature that is with you. For all future generations, I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen, I will remember my covenant, that it is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living thing of all flesh that is on earth. God speaks to Noah and makes a promise. Never again. I have done this once, destroyed the earth to start again. I will never again act out in such anger. Never again will everything be destroyed, cleaned from existence. You are safe. But beyond safety, God is telling Noah, you don't get a do-over. Whatever happens from this time forward is for real. You cannot start again. There will be no eraser to wipe away what happens from this point forward. God has made a promise, and that promise is that we will always have the love of God. There will be no more floods, no more destruction. The world is in our hands, and we are in God's heart. In Lent, it can be hard to remember this. As we move towards the cross with Jesus, it can be hard to remember what God promised to Noah. The cross can seem so large, so looming, that we focus only on the death. The death of Jesus becomes an all-consuming focus. But remember, like the flood, the death of Jesus is not the end. When God came to Noah after the flood, a promise was made, a covenant between God and humanity, between God and the survivors of catastrophe, never again. We are a church in the middle of Lent, a congregation not simply moving towards the cross with Jesus, but looking towards our own future. Who are we? What are we? Where do we want to go? What are we carrying for the journey, and what should be left behind? Lent is a journey and a chance for new beginnings, a time when we stand on the deck and look at the rainbow, our period of remembering what it may have felt like to leave the waters of baptism and enter the life of Christ. When Jesus comes out of the Jordan, it is no coincidence that a voice from heaven says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And then the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. When Jesus emerges from the water, he is embraced by God. Not only that, but his role is given to him. He is reminded that as God's Son, he is loved and a part of the divine story. And then he's sent into the wilderness. Baptism and exile, or so it seems. But the truth is, the wilderness, while a challenge, and for many a frightening place, is also where we grow. When we enter the wilderness, enter a time of testing and challenge, we have the chance to learn our strengths, and we are forced to trust in God. The wilderness offers to strengthen our faith, to grow our connection to God, to engage our relationship with the one who said no more destruction, who gave us a covenant of everlasting love and relationship. The one who would love us so much that he would send his Son as a source and reminder of salvation, a source of hope, and a reminder that we are all connected to God on a level beyond our understanding. We are in the wilderness, a time of challenge and temptation, but also of growth. The resurrection would not happen without the cross, and the cross would be lost without Lent. We are a church preparing for the resurrection. But to do this, we need to consider where we are headed, what we want, and where we find meaning. We need to enter the wilderness and not just enter, but jump in. Because you see, the wilderness is not a place to tiptoe around. You enter it with enthusiasm. It is a place we must move in to, ready to continue our work, a place we come to because we are confident in who we are, certain that we are going somewhere. Even if where is still a mystery, the wilderness is where we come to out of hope, because you only enter a wilderness if you know there will be a path through. We are on our way through the wilderness. The cross will guide us as we move, and the distant hope of resurrection maintains our hope in the journey. Welcome to the wilderness. In this wilderness, this journey of Lent, we will work together. We will grow together. We will come out after 40 days reminded of the resurrection, even as we travel to the cross. We will journey together because we are a community where no one is a stranger. We're all are welcome. We are a congregation working together to be a church that is in the community for good. Join us as we journey. The wilderness is exciting. It is a place for growth. It is where you become who you always knew you could be. It is a journey to something, a pathway to the cross and resurrection. We are moving forward, and on this journey, we are coming together. The wilderness is a time where you can do anything, be anything, where everything is open and reflection is a must. We will make it through the wilderness. We will survive to get to the other side. Think about it. This church, not just this building, this church is over 150 years old. We were founded by a man who walked from Vermont to enter the wilderness, who got to Fort Dodge in the 1800s and said, "This is not enough wilderness for me," and moved north. When he came to Algona, he found his wilderness and founded this church. We are the church for those still searching. We are a home for people in the middle of Lent, a church that we can only be because at the edge of the wilderness we can see hope. We see the cross and behind it resurrection. We are the church that knows what to hold on to and what to nail to our cross. We are the church of the resurrection and the church of the wilderness. As we move through Lent, as we travel on our journey, we will grow. We will learn about ourselves, we will engage, and we will use this wilderness. This time of introspection is a time to engage who we are, a time to build our strength for resurrection. When God came to Noah on the ark, he promised an everlasting covenant. When Jesus was baptized, we were reminded of that covenant, of a God who promised relationship and love. And in the cross, we see the true depth of that love and relationship. Beyond this, when we reach the resurrection, and we will, the truth of God's promise to never destroy the world comes true. But before we can reach that moment, we first have to go through the wilderness. First, we have to reflect, repent, release, and renew. Lent is the time of preparation. In Advent, we got ready for Christ's birth. And in Lent, we are preparing for his death and resurrection. We are in a time of Lent. We are people reflecting and renewing. We are in the wilderness getting ready for what comes next. As we move through this time, as we come through the wilderness together, know this. God was with Jesus in the wilderness and with Noah in the middle of the flood. In our wilderness journey, we have God with us in Christ before us. Even should the journey become hard, should the challenges be great, we are a people loved by God, and that love extends to each one of you. Each of us have been called by God by name. In our wilderness, on our Lenten journey, that love continues and deepens. Welcome to Lent, season of repentance, reflection, renewal, a season of hope and challenge, change and growth, a season we enter in view of the cross and which will take us to the resurrection. We are a church that knows how to grow, and that will make it through the wilderness. We are a church traveling through Lent and getting ready for the coming of the resurrected Christ. Let us pray. As in days of old, Creator God, we come to look for your signs of covenant promises. Like the rainbow days of Noah, we see and know your signs. We hear your voice again directing us to the times of preparation and transformation in our lives and in our world. Thank you, God, for your covenant signs in the season of Lent. Be with us as we travel in this wilderness and on this journey, as you were with us when your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen.